Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, I want to talk today about the new nature. You know, we look at programs about animals, and you see one attacking another, and this and that, and you'll say, well, that's just in their nature. You know, you don't hold it against them. And that is true, but you know, through Jesus Christ, we now have a choice. We don't have to live according to the old nature, the old unrenewed nature. I want to bring some scriptures to you today. I want to begin with 2 Peter 1:3, and this says, as we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive his own glory and goodness, and by that same mighty power, he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in his divine nature. Now, having said that, look what he goes on to say. Verse 5, so make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. Then your faith will produce a life of moral excellence. A life of moral excellence leads to knowing God better. Knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patient endurance, and patient endurance leads to godliness. Godliness leads to love for other Christians. And finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop these virtues are blind, or at least very short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God has cleansed them from their old life of sins. Now listen to verse 10. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away, and God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, what is he saying? That through works, we can have righteousness? Of course not. It's a free gift. But he's saying, as you know Jesus better, his divine power will give you the ability to live a godly life. Well, how do you know Jesus better? Jesus himself said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. So as we aim our lives toward fulfilling his will, as we aim our lives in the direction of what the word has to say as to how we are to live, then we begin to know him better. This is a work of the Holy Spirit, certainly, but the nature that we feed is the nature that will prosper. We feed the new nature, the divine nature, by listening to the Holy Spirit, by reading the Word, by seeking after the things of God. We feed the old nature by rebellion, by refusing to listen to what the Word has to say, by grieving the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? But we know in our hearts what we are to do, and yet we don't do it. We openly disobey. But look at this process here. It says, as we know Jesus better, then his divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. So then in verse 5 where he says, make every effort to apply the benefits of these promises to your life. In other words, as we are obedient, these benefits now are manifest and become active in our life. And then he says, then your faith will produce a life of moral excellence. If you believe that God is and that he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him, then you will diligently seek him. And part of that diligently seeking him will be doing the right thing, being led by the Spirit. Because then he says, a life of moral excellence leads to knowing God better. And then knowing God leads to self-control, and then all the things that come after that. But if we're not seeking after God with our whole heart, that indicates some deficiency somewhere. Ephesians 2:1 says, once you were dead, doomed forever because of your many sins. You used to live just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. So I'm going to say that again. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. And he goes on to say, all of us used to live that way, following the passions and desires of our evil nature. We were born with an evil nature, and we were under God's anger just like everyone else. Before I go on, that is something that humanists do not want to accept. that we were born with an evil nature. I remember when I was in college in studying the different branches of psychology, or the different ways of approaching psychology would be a better way to put that. Humanistic psychology had just come to the forefront. This was in the later 70s. And you know, I didn't see the problem with humanism until the Lord showed me. It assumes that if you dig past all a person's problems, you're going to find a good nature. We've just got to help people find their true selves, their real selves, and that will be good. That's what humanistic psychology says. But you can dig down beneath a person's problems, and unless they have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives, you are not going to find a good spirit or a good nature. You're going to find the evil nature. Only Jesus Christ can change our nature from that which is evil to that which is open before God, and then we grow in Him. Let's read verse 4. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so very much, that even while we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved, for He raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with Him in the heavenly realms, all because we are one with Christ Jesus. Let's read verse 7. And so God can always point to us as examples of the incredible wealth of His favor and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us through Christ Jesus. God saved you by His special favor when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that He planned for us long ago. You see, salvation is a gift through Jesus Christ, but then we are saved to do the good works, to do the will of the Father, to fulfill all of our purposes in Him. Let's look on into Colossians 3:9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. I'm going to read that again. Since you have put off the old man with his deeds. It's the Holy Spirit that enables you to do that. But you, as an act of your will, have to now put off that old nature. It's been broken. Its bondage upon you has been broken. But you can choose to walk right back into it and to still do evil things. It says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. And then the next verse 12 says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. And it goes on to say, these are the things that we are putting on. We put off the old nature. We put on the new nature, made possible through Jesus Christ, informed by the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ within us, forming Him within us. But we can still choose to ignore and disobey. And it's a tragic thing when you've given the gift to be able to partake in the divine nature, when we choose to turn aside and do evil and continue to live our lives according to the evil nature, the unrenewed mind. Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit. Let me read verse 22 first. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. In other words, that evil nature is not getting better. It's getting worse and worse. And as we do worse, we become worse and worse and worse. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And then it goes on to say, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That's in verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, even evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. It says, be kind to one another. It goes on listing these things. Why? When we go against what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, it grieves Him. Titus 3:4. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appear, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Maintain good works. We should do good works because of what God has done for us, and that grows the new nature within us, that puts us in a position to be able to fulfill all of our purposes in Him. We don't go back into the bondage of the old nature. Look at Hebrews 3:7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 12, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. So you can harden your heart. You can rebel. Although you've been given access to the divine nature, the renewed person, you can turn aside and do those evil things and become hardened again in your heart so that you're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let's look finally at 2 Peter 2:18. Now this is talking about false teachers. They brag about themselves with empty, foolish boasting, with lustful desire as their bait. They lure back into sin those who have just escaped from such wicked living. They promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves to sin and corruption, for you are a slave to whatever controls you. And when people escape from the wicked ways of the world by learning about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and then get tangled up with sin and become its slave again, they are worse off than before. It would be better if they had never known the right way to live than to know it and then reject the holy commandments that were given to them. They make these proverbs come true. A dog returns to its vomit and a washed pig returns to the mud. In 2 Peter 3:1, it begins this way. This is my second letter to you, dear friends, and in both of them I have tried to stimulate your wholesome thinking and refresh your memory. That's what I want to do for you today. I want you to understand that you've been given, if you've accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life, you've been given access to the divine nature. Jesus put His Spirit within you, the Holy Spirit, to teach your renewed spirit and so that He is formed within you. But if you feed the flesh and the lust of the flesh and do things that are contrary to what God has said, you're walking back into bondage. Oh, today, turn from that. If you've gotten into that, turn from that today. Go right before the Lord. I'm here, Lord, forgive me. I want to start where I left off and let Him form completely His divine nature in you. Isn't that what you want? Let's pray about that. Father, I thank You that You have given us access to Your divine nature through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, by way of the Holy Spirit that now dwells within us. Father, forgive us for the times that we have rebelled, when we have hardened our hearts, when our necks have been stiff against what You've said. Lord, we humble ourselves and repent before You, that You would refresh Your presence within us. And Lord, that our hearts would be open before You. We thank You, Lord, that You have rebuked and exiled the devourer so that only Your word is manifest in and through us. Oh, thank You, Father, that You've given us a way of escape out of the evil nature and the corrupt way of living into joy unspeakable and full of glory and living according to Your will and purpose. It's in Jesus' name and authority and under His blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, you've been washed. You've been made shiny and clean. Now don't run out there and roll in the mud. I'm praying for you.